12:17 on Power 98.7. Vincent Smith, chairperson of the Standing Committee on Auditor General, on the line with us. Now, we do know, Mr. Smith, that Kimi Makwetu released the audit outcomes of SA's municipalities for the 16-17 financial year in Parliament. The results are, to say the least, shocking, and they do illustrate irregular and unnecessary spending, theft, fraud, you name it, all the bad words in there. We don't even need to get into the numbers. One gets a sense that this is off the rails completely, Vincent. What have we to tell South Africans about the state of our municipalities, and give us a little bit of hope?
Good morning, Thabo, and good morning to Bob and also to the listeners. In response to your question, I think that the people best place to tell South Africans what is happening in our municipalities is COPTA. But from my side, I can indicate that the fact that we have a situation where irregular expenses have gone up by 75% to 28 billion rand, fruitless and wasteful gone up 71% to 1.5 billion rand just in the financial year 16-17, is a clear indication of either lack of skills or blatant foul play in the municipalities.
Vincent, if I had to be a little bit idealistic and say Vincent Smith becomes the CEO of South Africa Incorporated, what would you do with all of this that's facing us right now? When the 2011-2012 municipal audit outcomes of August 2013, they highlighted, among others, a lack of decisive leadership to address the lack of accountability, weakness in internal controls, there was no governance at all. If Vincent Smith was the CEO of South Africa Incorporated, what would you do?
Well, the first thing that I think we should say is that we now, on Tuesday, approved the Public Audits Amendment Act. In other words, we gave the Auditor General more powers. We gave him powers to refer matters that he thinks might be criminal directly to the relevant agency, be it the Hawks, be it the SAPS, or whoever it might be. So we've given him that power, and we've said to him, if you pick something up, take it there and ask the Hawks to investigate it. The second power that we've given him is to say to him, issue a certificate of debt to the accounting authority and say to him, we think that you could have done better in preventing 1,000 rand or 1 million rand being lost. You owe us that money. And if you feel that it's not you, tell us why it's not you, and we can charge the relevant people. So in other words, we are moving to a situation where the pressure is going to be building. So that's one part of it. That's the Auditor General. I think the second part of it is that the municipal authorities, be it council, be it the finance manager, the municipal manager, must take responsibility, and they must begin to feel the pain. I think for a long time we've been diplomatic about it, as you were saying. We call it irregular expenditure, we call it fruitless. The truth of the matter is that it's corruption, and corruption must be nipped in the bud. If I was in charge, I would do that and make people go through the legal process.
Samu is worried, Vincent, it's Thabo now, by the way. They are concerned about threats to auditors from the municipal officials. And this was reported by the Auditor General yesterday, by the way. You commented on it as well. I know you're urging people to report criminal charges. What are you going to do to bolster that effort, that when these auditors actually report, something actually gets done?
Well, I made a plea that as much as we, and correctly so, make a noise when there's a threat to freedom of the press, let us do the same where there is a threat to freedom of the AG doing what he or she is supposed to do without fear or favor. I have been briefed by the AG of exactly where these things have taken place, where he knows about it, and we have encouraged the AG to open criminal cases where these things have happened and continue to happen, by the way. We've asked him to open criminal cases, and once a year the Auditor General comes to my committee and says to me, these are the facts, this is where it is in terms of the charges or in terms of the investigations, please can you guys take it up further with the Hawks, which we would do when we sit in Scopa.
What are we going to do with this thing of irregular expenditure? And you touched on it. Can we just agree that we need to get rid of this thing?
Yes.
Call it something. I mean, we are trying to call corruption, you know, in a nice term, say irregular expenditure. It's wrong. Right. If you get a bottle of water that's supposed to cost 10 rand and it's costing 60 rand and you call it irregular expenditure, it's absolute nonsense.
I agree 100% with you, Thabo. I said so yesterday in the press briefing. I said the problem is we've been diplomatic and we give it all these fancy names when it's corruption. In fact, more than that, as if you take your example, what has happened in the past is that we've justified it by saying, but services have been provided. You asked for water, you got water. Nobody has ever said, but that water is 60 rand more than you could have got it if you went to the corner shop, or it's 60 rand more because the invoice came from government. It is corruption. And as long as we don't call a spade, it's going to be difficult to root these things out. That's the one. The second thing that I have raised in that meeting was that this thing of Thabo being on the verge of being disciplined because he's in Department A, he then resigns from Department A and pops up in Department B, and the case is dropped, must come to an end, because this musical chairs has also been another way of running away from accountability. So it's all those things that we can only put on the agenda and ask those that are in charge of oversight to ensure that it happens, whether it's in the municipal setup, whether it's in the provincial setup or whether it's in the national setup. Very often, Thabo, you'll find that the DG is about to go to a disciplinary process in Department A, and then he's sent to the province and he becomes a municipal manager or a MEC or something in the province. I think time has come for us to deal with it decisively, and the only way you can deal with it decisively is to charge people who are guilty of corruption.
That's Vincent Smith, chairperson of the Standing Committee on the Auditor General. Those who are in charge of oversight, of course, will be speaking to us next. Deputy Minister of COGDA, Andries Nel, standing by.